That voice does something to me. Causes my hair to rise and my ears to jump to the full alert position. A growl begins to rumble in my throat. My eyes narrow to slits. And my lips begin to twitch. And my teeth expose themselves in all their frightening glory. I turned towards the sound of the voice and saw him, sitting beneath the clothesline and looking up at a clean sheet that was flapping in the wind. Now and then, he would lift his front paw and bat the sheet. Did you just say something, Cat?
Mm-hmm. I said, I'll bet you wish you were still head of ranch security.
Is that what you bet? Well, this is turning out to be a bad day for your bets, Kitty. I don't wish I was still head of ranch security because I am head of ranch security. He turned his head around and smirked at me.
No, you're not. You lost your job in a gambling accident.
You make me laugh, Pete. And lest you get the wrong impression, let me emphasize that I'm laughing at you.
Isn't that interesting?
He slapped at the sheet.
I'm the new head of ranch security, and you don't have a job. But you're laughing at me. That's very interesting, Hanky.
I marched down the fence. I can see that you still haven't figured it out, Cat. I have canceled that bet.
You can't cancel what's already happened, Hanky. Even you should know that.
I have canceled the bet. It's off, it's over, it's suspended, it's null and void. It's history, and it never happened.
It's history, and it never happened. What an interesting idea.
That's correct, Kitty. On this ranch, history is whatever I say it is.
But you're forgetting one small detail, Hanky.
He hit the switchblade in his paw, and his claws suddenly appeared. He admired them while he spoke.
Your bet was backed up by your solemn cowdog oath. You can't take that back.
Oh, yeah? I'm afraid you overlooked one small detail, Kitty. The solemn cowdog oath doesn't apply to cheating situations or crooked deals. You see, I analyzed our wager and found that we were both betting on the same thing. My job. He fluttered his eyelids.
That seems fair.
That seems crooked, and you know it. You almost pulled it off, Pete, but I'm afraid you've been caught in the web of your own spider.
You're so clever, Hanky.
He yawned and came slinking over to the fence. He sat down, stared at me with his big cat eyes, and began twitching the end of his tail.
If you'll lean a little closer to the fence, I'll tell you a secret.
I caught myself just in time and pulled my face away. Lean closer to the fence so that you can slap me across the nose with your claws, as you've done before on several occasions. Sorry, Pete, your sneaky tricks are getting threadbare. That one isn't going to fly. He glared at me. Then he drew himself up, threw an arch in his back, and hissed at me. Before I knew it, a ferocious growl was thundering in my throat, and I was seized by a powerful instinct to destroy the fence between us. But iron discipline saved me just in time. I sat down and laughed at him. I guess you thought you could hiss and throw me into a frenzy of irrational behavior, right? Then I'd tear down the fence between us and chase you around the yard, right? And then Sally Mae would come running to save you, and I'd get pounded by the broom, right? He glared daggers at me through the fence. Ha ha! Sorry, Pete. I've made a few mistakes in the past, but it happens that I learn from my mistakes. Your cheap tricks just aren't working anymore. Sorry. Oh, you should have seen his icy glare when I told him that. It killed him. Just by George, ruined his day. By this time, his ears were pinned down on his head, and the pupils of his eyes had grown to the size of quarters.
You're making me angry, Hanky, and when I get angry, it makes me want to use my claws and tear something up.
Oh, yeah? Well, if it gets too overwhelming for you, Kitty, I'll be glad to meet you down along the creek. But if you think I'm going to get suckered into a fight on Sally Mae's doorstep, you're very much mistaken.
I'm getting angrier and angrier.
And I'm loving every second of it, Pete. Keep it up. Here, try this on for size. I stuck my tongue out at him.
I can't control myself much longer, Hanky.
Oh, yeah? Well, see how you like this. I crossed my eyes and stuck out my tongue, all at the same time, see? And, oh, that really ripped him. He was yowling now, the way cats do when they're so mad they could spit. Only they can't spit, so they yowl.
Just for that, I'm going to tear up a sheet.
Oh, really? Tear up one of Sally Mae's clean sheets? You'd better not.
I will, you'll see.
And with that, the stupid cat dashed back to the clothesline and climbed the sheet. I could hear his claws ripping into the cloth. You're ripping the sheet!
I don't even care. It's all your fault. You've made me so angry, I just can't control myself anymore.
Well, as you might imagine, I was almost beside myself with joy and happiness. At last, I had pushed Pete over the edge of the brink. Now all I had to do was sound the alarm, alert Sally Mae to what her precious kitty was doing, and then sit back to watch the fur fly. I barked the alarm. Attention, please. Hank calling Sally Mae. Come in, Sally Mae. Red alert at the clothesline. Repeat, red alert at the clothesline. We have spotted a deranged cat who is destroying one of your clean sheets. Report to the clothesline at once and bring broom. That would do it. I sat back and prepared to enjoy the show. In a matter of seconds, Sally Mae would come flying out that door, her eyes filled with sheer meanness, and I kept waiting. I frowned and began pacing. My eyes were riveted on the screen door. The seconds passed. No sign of Sally Mae. That was odd. And in the meantime, Kitty continued to climb the sheet and perform mindless acts of vandalism. Mindless vandalism has always bothered me. I mean, there's no reason for it. It's just... still no sign of Sally Mae. Could she have gone to town? No, but she might have been taking a bath, in which case... senseless destruction of ranch property. That's what I was forced to watch. And before I knew it, a ferocious growl was thundering in my throat, and I was seized by a powerful instinct to destroy the fence between us. But of course, this was Sally Mae's deal, not... my hair began to rise, and my ears jumped to the full alert position. My eyes narrowed to slits, and my lips began to twitch, and my teeth exposed themselves in all their frightening glory. I heard a loud rip. This was intolerable, unbearable. How much longer could I sit there, an idle speculator to mindless vandalism and the senseless destruction of ranch property? At what point did an idle speculator become a part of the crime? I mean, there's such a thing as moral outrage. Some dogs have it, and some dogs don't. And those of us who... all at once, I was finding it very hard to... that cat was not only defacing Sally Mae's sheet, but in a deeper sense, he was committing a senseless act of senseless vandalism against my ranch. Well, you know me. I take that stuff pretty serious. Nobody messes with my... okay, that was it. Red alert, full throttle, all systems go, open fire, launch all torpedoes, charge, bonsai. This was war. I leaped over the fence like a buck deer, crossed the yard with three huge leaps, and flew right into the middle of that sheet, wrapped up old Pete in a nice little package, and was well on my way to screen door. Aha! Sally Mae had finally answered the call and was coming to the rescue. And yes, her eyes were flaming, and smoke was curling out of her nostrils, and she was definitely armed with the broom, and I could see that she was ready to do some serious damage to her precious, perfect, sniveling little weasel of a cat. I sat up straight, held my head at a proud angle, and wagged my tail, as if to say, "Welcome to the war, Sally Mae." As you can see, I have just arrested this... Huh? He'd been right there in the sheet. Just moments before. Wrapped up in a nice little package from which he couldn't possibly. Sally Mae was standing over me. She looked very angry. Very angry indeed. I began to develop a funny feeling about this deal. I lifted my eyes and tried to smile and thumped my tail on the ground. Sally Mae, I tried to say, I think I can explain everything.
You nasty dog! You've ruined my sheet!
Me? No, it was the whap! Cat, don't you see? I caught Pete. Whap! Honest, no kidding. I'm being very serious about whap!
You get out of my yard and don't you ever come back!
I never argue with a loaded broom. I ran in a tight circle for a moment, dodging that deadly killer broom, and then broke away and went zooming towards the machine shed, forgetting for the moment that the fence was still there, which caused a slight pile-up beside the foot scraper and actually hurt worse than the broom itself, but eventually I ran for my life and hid in the darkest corner of the machine shed. It was there that I straightened my neck and licked my wounds and began plotting my final revenge against the cat.